How is it going, everybody? It is December. It is a stressful time. Exams, you know, Corona. But we here at Radio Laurier News at Noon are here to brighten your day, to inform you with the news around the world and local, national, and global. And welcome to the show. My name's Jeffrey.
And I'm Rajni.
My name's Jacob. And today we're going to be talking about some stuff. So what do we got on our plate to start with here?
I guess I'll start off with a bit of Canadian news, actually some pretty big news. So Trudeau has officially announced that 250,000 vaccine doses are set to arrive Canada before New Year's, so like this month.
That's great.
So, man, I did not expect us to be getting legit doses by the end of 2020, to be honest with you.
I thought it was just the UK.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's crazy. The thing that we're getting the Pfizer vaccine, and the only issue with it is that it has to be stored at negative 80 degrees Celsius.
Yeah. Geez.
Oh yeah, that's the one that has to be stored at the crazy cold temperature.
Yeah, so that's why Trudeau said they can't give it to like the Northwest Territories or none of it, or like any of the Northern Territories, because they don't have like the capacity to.
But like,
couldn't
they just keep it outside?
That's what I was thinking. I don't even think it gets that cold outside.
Yeah, you're right. More like minus 40, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's the AstraZeneca and the other one. I can't remember the
Moderna.
Name.
Moderna. Yeah.
Theirs only have to be stored, I think, at minus 20, which is much more reasonable.
Exactly.
Like that's like doable on I'm not actually speaking from any knowledge here, but it's much more doable than negative 80 is.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey, do you know why we didn't get the Moderna one? Was it because there's like a shortage, or was it more expensive?
I'm not too sure exactly why they got Pfizer opposed to the other ones.
I think it probably has to do something with which ones were approved, because to get certain ones approved. Like Pfizer isn't technically approved yet. I think the approval is pretty much guaranteed. It's not officially, but like it's pretty much guaranteed, and it's just a few more a few more days and it will be. It's like you can see the finish line pretty much. So that's, I think, why. But I think as time goes on, there will be more and more getting approved, and we'll get more vaccines and more access. And eventually, hopefully, this will
fingers
be a thing
crossed.
Of the past.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, this will go the way of polio, or
even
better, the way of diseases we don't even talk about anymore. Like, oh, God, there's so many that I can't even think of.
TB.
I was gonna say the bubonic plague, but people still get the plague.
People still do get the plague.
Like 10 people get it per year, which is crazy.
Oh my god,
guys, speaking of this disease thing, I've actually found two very interesting and very scary pieces of news. I think yesterday or today 450 people in India have come down with like a unknown mystery disease.
Oh god.
Yeah, and they're like foaming at the mouth, having seizures and stuff.
Oh my god! Just when we thought 2020 was over.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's honestly probably very likely to do with like contaminated food or water with anything
else.
Oh,
true.
Especially in India.
What's the source of that? What was the source?
The Guardian.
Oh, okay.
So they're thinking it's terrifying. Probably like contamination, because especially India has really polluted like water system.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Like
so,
it's probably.
Yeah, and
mystery illness puts 450 in hospital in Indian state of Andhra Pradesh. Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
One patient died. That is scary.
Yeah, and the other thing I found, which is in Canada, is. A doctor found a disease in like 4 homeless people in Winnipeg.
I think it was called
trench fever. Yeah, he found.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I thought that wasn't a thing since World War One.
That's what they thought until.
Jeez.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But I can imagine.
I thought we were done with that.
I can imagine why it would affect homeless people though, because if you're wearing your clothes like very long periods of time without washing.
Yeah.
Because I think that's how it spread in the trenches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it sucks that the moment we get, like, the moment we're finally making progress and we're we can see the finish line with COVID, it's like, well, more diseases.
Yeah. Bet you thought you'd seen the last of it.
Yeah, literally. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, guys, keep in mind, though, like, these type of outbreaks probably happen every year. Well, just because of pandemic, we're like, oh,
we're already, like, hypersensitive towards it. Like, it just makes us panic even more.
Yeah, like, with 7-8 billion people, like, there's always going to be disease. There's always, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's too much cause for alarm right now.
Yeah, it's especially with everything we're doing. Like, I know I've been seeing a lot of posts from people, like, even after I get the vaccine, I'm still going to wear masks in public because people are gross, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I can understand that. I'm definitely going to be washing my hands a lot more vigilantly after this pandemic is over and done with than I used to, you know? Just because, like, I mean, it feels like, I think I talked about this on an earlier show, like, a lot of the residual effects. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to walk directly by someone and, like, brush shoulders with them when I'm walking past them on the sidewalk. I think I'm just still going to veer a little bit.
Yeah.
Not as much, but, like, I think I'm still going to be...
like, a bit cautious.
Still going to be a bit more cautious. Much more cautious than I was before the pandemic. That's for sure.
To be honest, I think the wearing masks in public thing, especially on, like, the bus and the airplane, I think it's good that we kind of normalized that during COVID. Because I'm just thinking about it. And this whole year, I didn't get sick. You know what I mean? Like, usually I get sick at least once per year. Yeah, and I didn't get any colds. And so I don't know if that's like a side effect of just staying inside or wearing the mask. But I mean, it's something to consider. Because I know in Asia, they wear masks as a normal thing. Like, it's not only for the pandemic that they're wearing it. And I read somewhere that I think people get less seriously infected by the regular flu and those things because of wearing the mask like that.
Interesting.
Because
there's been a lot of...
It just stops the spread, you know, especially in, like, crowded areas like trains or public transport or schools. Yeah, I
mean... And, like, you know, especially, like, in the Southeast Asian community, mask wearing was, like, a big thing before, you know, like... The only people who I would see wearing those sort of medical or not even medical masks, but like face masks outside before the pandemic
were mainly
Southeast Asians.
Yeah.
And I never really I sort of was like, I mean, I guess it makes sense. And it never really crossed my mind. Now, like, I feel like it's going to be a lot more common.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like we got to give them some more credit for being ahead of the curve with that one, you know?
I think it was the residual effect of them having to deal with SARS earlier. In 2002 or 3?
Somewhere around then.
Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't even recognize that connection. I just thought it was like a cool, like, K-pop accessory.
I mean, I sort of realized that there was some connection to something, but it never really crossed my mind as like an active, like, idea. It was just sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, that's cool.
Yeah, but I feel like this pandemic has got a lot of people thinking about, like, you know, what's going on with, like, you know, people are much more aware of themselves when they're outside, when they're out in public, and I feel like they're a lot more aware of others.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like, if someone was coughing behind me in line,
two years ago,
I'd be like, oh, that guy's probably sick. Now it's like, oh my God, I need to walk away. I need to get out of this line.
Yeah,
literally. Which I feel like is a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bit excited to get back to some sense of normalcy. Seeing my friends is going to be good once we all have the vaccine and once we're good on that front. And obviously once the government tells us it's okay to do so.
Yeah.
but I feel like we've all learned some good and some very tough lessons in a lot of cases.
Definitely. But I think I wanted to ask you guys, would you take the vaccine as soon as it's available to us, or would you wait for like 6 months to see long-term effects before you go and take it?
I'm not waiting 6 months, I'll tell you that. and honestly, I don't think that, like, realistically, I trust these scientists who are putting out the vaccine, and waiting 1 month is not going to show me anything that would make any difference than waiting 2 or 6 or 12. Yeah. If I waited 13 years, maybe if I read like 6 peer-reviewed studies and then like did my own research, I might be able to find something that could deter me. But honestly, they've been putting in so much work and they've had the best people in the country working on this. I'm not going to be like,
that's true.
I'm going to get it as soon as I can, just because I don't have any fears about this. I'm not an anti-vaxxer type. I don't have any concerns about the health risks or anything.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I mean, whatever, man. It's like, I just want to get back to normal. So I'm going to get it as soon as I can.
Yeah.
What about you guys, though?
My opinion on this is, like, people drink alcohol, people vape, smoke cigarettes, and it's like no problem. Even though, like, thousands of medical experts have explicitly told you you're going to die from it.
And yet they're still against vaccines.
Yeah, that's my kind of take. I'm like, honestly, I'm getting it as soon as I'm allowed to. I mean, like, on, like, currently I'm not even really afraid of corona, just given like my age and how I don't live with like anyone who would be susceptible to it. But I would just get it, you know, so I could see my parents like whenever I want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Honestly, like, people are worried about people are worried about this vaccine, yet they're like, yes, Elon Musk, put a chip in my head, you know?
Yeah.
Did anyone actually agree to that, though?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's so weird. I didn't know anyone actually agreed actively with that. I thought everyone was like, oh my God, slow down.
No, there's definitely.
I'm not sure, man. I feel like some people are really down for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. To be honest.
COVID.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. I would want to take it as soon as it's safe to do so, like as soon as we're able and allowed to, because I'm asthmatic too, so it would be just an extra risk factor, you know?
Right, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think I heard in the plan that it's going first to people in long-term care homes who are both working there and staying there, which is good.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes,
to the elderly in general.
For the next group.
Yeah, and then indigenous communities.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that indigenous communities are third. That's definitely really good.
That's actually surprising to me.
I think it's
because given what's going on, it's surprising to me as well.
Yeah, given the track record. But I think it's because they're in generally remote areas. And they tend to have more exacerbating problems that will cause COVID to be more severe.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, COVID aside, what else is on the news these days?
Well, on a brighter, not really brighter, but just a bit less depressing from COVID. I'm not sure if you guys know about this YouTube influencer named Gabby DeMartino, I mean. So she and her sister were twins and they had a YouTube channel called Nikki and Gabby, and then they broke off into their own separate channels. And so, Gabby created her own channel and she has an OnlyFans. So she had posted on her OnlyFans like a very suggestive caption and a video of herself. And then when you download the video of herself, it's actually her as a child. And as a child, she like flashes the camera.
Wow.
Which is, so the way that she promoted this clip was she promoted it in a very sexualized way. So when her fans downloaded it, and like they paid $3 to get that clip, when they downloaded it, they were under the impression that they were downloading like adult content, you know, like of an adult. And then they download this video to see like basically child porn. I don't know if it depends on what state you're in to clarify it as child porn.
So just to put this in a bit of context. So for anyone listening who is under the age of 30, OnlyFans is this, who isn't under the age of 30. OnlyFans is this service where it was originally intended for celebrities to be able to promote themselves and have their fans get access to exclusive content in their lives, sort of a la like Keeping Up with the Kardashians kind of thing. But it's sort of mutated into like basically,
porn.
Basically like user generated porn service.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will go on there and, you know, do their thing. But this whole thing with Gabby DeMartino, the video was of herself as a toddler lifting up her skirt. So this is a toddler on here.
Yeah.
And how OnlyFans works is that you can get a subscription and then you get access to a certain amount of content. And then there's like extra content that you can pay for inside of that. So yeah, so she posted this, and how it works is like you won't get a preview of the content. You'll just get like, this is how much it is. This is what the person who posted its description of it is. And
then it's like you pay a blurred out window. It's not like
So this is what DiMartino posted was the video for $3 with the caption, "Won't put my panties on." And when you buy it, it's the video of her as a toddler.
Wow.
That is so.
So she tweeted, she tweeted on December 1st, "The video was a goofy throwback family moment that I wanted to share with my personal OnlyFans fancy babies. I am sorry that this wasn't thought out completely. I apologize. The video is down now. I am sorry again if this came out wrong." And an OnlyFans rep confirmed to BuzzFeed that they suspended her account for a violation of the terms of service.
Good.
So basically the question here is like, where is the line? Because when it comes to like, you know, every family has like family photos of their kid and stupid things like that. And like, you know, kids are naked. Toddlers are naked. Sometimes it's a thing that happens, you know, families have pictures of their kids as toddlers. Sometimes they're naked. Is that child porn? No, these are families. But when it comes to something like OnlyFans,
putting it on like a site that's known for that kind of adult content is just completely inappropriate.
Yeah, and like I've seen celebrities post pictures of themselves as toddlers, not wearing any clothes, or like as babies. That's different. That's not the same.
Because her argument,
again, I'm not really. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Her argument was that she uses her OnlyFans like a Finsta, and then I'm thinking like, if you're using it as a Finsta, like to just post funny videos and jokes of yourself for close fans, why would you put it behind a paywall? Like, you wouldn't normally charge
that's
for
an
a Finsta,
interesting
you know?
Point.
Like, I think she knew what she was doing.
And for anyone over 30, a Finsta is basically short for is it short for fun Insta? I think
fake Insta. I thought it was fake Insta.
Fake Insta. Interesting. Like, I always thought it was fun Insta.
It's your alternate profile that you post. You only allow your closer friends to follow it, and you post like
that's
memes
essentially
or
what it is.
Jokes. Yeah, it's just a spam page basically. Yeah.
Basically. So, I mean, it is sort of closer in line with the original idea of OnlyFans, I guess.
But there's no paywall,
you know,
behind
also,
it, though.
Yeah, if she had captioned it something else, it probably wouldn't have gotten as much traction. If she had captioned it, "Ooh, hee-hee, so goofy," or like, "Me as a kid, hee-hee," probably wouldn't
exactly
have gotten. But she knew what she was doing.
She made it
that
so sexual.
"Won't put my
panties
on for $3."
She had posted apparently a teaser picture on her main OnlyFans feed, which showed her as an adult dressed in like some sheer robe or something. And she said, like, "I have special content coming for you guys in your inbox later." So that would imply,
oh my god,
so
that
when
the
person,
the content?
That was the content Christ that she sent after that. So obviously if the person saw that picture first, and then they go to their inbox and open that content, they're expecting something adult, and now they've just seen like a child.
I don't see any malicious intent on her behalf.
It's
I think
dumb.
It's just stupid. I think she just made a stupid mistake. And like, honestly, like I'm someone, like people are saying, people are accusing her of distributing child pornography and with making people who bought the video unknowing possessors of child pornography. And again, I don't think that that's really like what should be going on here. I think she got called out accordingly. She apologized on Twitter. She apologized on YouTube. And what she said in her YouTube apology, "I realized I am so disattached with reality that it didn't even cross my mind that this could be viewed like this."
Wow.
So she's obviously sincere here. She didn't know what she was doing. It was stupid, but you know.
Yeah.
Because I actually watched a lawyer analyze this situation, and she said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently it's not actually child porn because the video was not created with the child engaged in explicit or lewd activities. So
right, and it wasn't created for that intent either.
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be seen as sexual, but she had made it sexual. However, the caption is not taken into account. It's the actual content of the video. So,
interesting. That's interesting. I didn't know that the caption was not, you know, eligible as part
that's
of
what
the content.
I would have thought too, because the caption like contextualizes the video, I would think, at least.
Yeah.
You know, but apparently it's only strictly the contents of the video alone. And so the same lawyer said that this is different from something like, say, the movie Cuties. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, so she said that in contrast, while this was just a video of like a child being a child, like lifting up their clothes, Cuties specifically posed children in hypersexualized positions, which was wrong. And that's why Texas was able to bring a lawsuit against them, I believe, or against Netflix allowing it to be distributed.
I think with the movie Cuties, it's definitely an interesting discussion that's been on my mind, because I remember the whole controversy when that first blew up.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember reading about it, and to be fair, I haven't seen the movie.
Did you actually watch it? Because I saw it, and it made me feel very disgusting. It's about, it follows like a young girl from Senegal, I believe, and she's growing up in like an inner city community in France. And she's struggling with her, because she's Muslim, but she, like, when she goes to school and everything, everyone else is not. And so they're engaging in, like, usual things that kids do, like, trying out makeup and, like, experimenting with clothes and all that. But she feels like she can't really belong like them because of her kind of conservative household and everything. So then she meets this girl in her building, and they have a dance crew. And the dance movements are already a little bit suggestive for 11-year-olds. Keep in mind that these are actual, like, 12, 13, 14-year-old actresses. And in the movie, they're supposed to be 12. And then she goes through a whole bunch of things that, like, are not really appropriate for kids. And it ends up that she teaches them, like, even more explicit dances that are basically, like you know, the WAP dance. They basically did that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a whole controversy, and I think something that needs to be taken into account is, like, both, like, when you look at something that's being depicted versus the message.
Yeah. And
I think in a lot of cases, like, you can depict something while not endorsing it. And I'm not going to put anything on Maimouna Diakouré, the director. Again, I haven't seen the film. Who I am going to put some on is Netflix.
Yeah, because they changed the poster.
Their promotional poster was horrible. Their promotional poster was what sparked this. There was no controversy about this film until that poster came out. And again, yeah. And then people started saying this movie should be illegal. I don't think the movie should be illegal.
Actually, having seen it, I think that she had the right idea. Like, she was trying to raise awareness for how children are hypersexualized. Yeah. But the way that the camera angles were focused on the little girls' like bodies, it just seemed very wrong. And like, there's a way to demonstrate things without actually physically showing it. You know, like, you can get across an emotional impact or like a social commentary without having to subject your audience to seeing all of these things. You know, and I'm not saying that you should censor, but it's just the way the cinematography and everything was just not sitting right with me at all.
Yeah, and I think that's partially the point. Like, it's made to make people uncomfortable, and I think that's something that I had read this interview with Diakouré, the director, and she was talking a lot about how, like, you know, the movie wasn't meant to be this sort of like feel good, like be comfortable throughout the movie experience, but. You know, again, I have to see the film before giving any proper critique on it, but definitely the onus here is mostly on Netflix for that poster, because that was what started this whole controversy.
But definitely, I think there were touchy topics. There were definitely some gratuitous sexualization of children that I feel wasn't really necessary for her to convey the same point.
Yeah, and that's a completely legitimate criticism.
Yeah. I personally did not agree with that. But yeah, anyway, back to the Gabby DeMartino thing. That's why she can't technically be convicted of distributing child pornography, because the intent of the video was not sexual.
Which I think is fair. I don't think that she should be charged for what she did. I think she should. I mean, she's been judged in the court of public opinion. And I think that's enough for now. And again, this isn't the first time that she's been judged in that exact court.
Yeah,
because she also had she took her TikTok account down back in September.
Oh, really?
And I'm just reading this right now. She posted this video.
Was that the homeless man
income challenge?
No,
this is one where she compared her spending with someone
to who's her not friend. She's like $9,000 a week, and her friend's like $100.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was saying, I thought it would be interesting to display how income doesn't matter when it comes to friends.
What? Okay. Okay.
If it doesn't matter, don't make a video talking exactly. about how rich you are compared to your friends.
Like, that's like, just really bad taste. On? Especially now when lots of people have probably lost their job or they're struggling to make things meet, you know?
Yeah. Not the best of taste. Yeah. So, again, stupidity prevails.
Apparently she could be charged for scamming, technically.
Scamming? How?
Not really scamming, but like, defrauding people of their money because they did have to pay for it and they thought they were getting something, but then what they got was not actually what it was.
if she can get charged for that, there's a whole lot of people who can get charged on YouTube, on Reddit, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know
if she's going to get any charges for that.
I don't think it's a definitive charge. The lawyer was saying that if anyone were to press a charge, that would be like fraud. It would be fraud, not child pornography.
Yeah, good luck fighting that one, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that. Good luck fighting that one. Anyway, anything else we want to touch on quickly? We're coming close to the end here, so anything else we want to discuss real quick?
I guess I'll just give a... I was going to do this like right at the end, but seeing this is probably the end, I just wanted to give a shout-out to... my friend Yafet Rezene, who actually went to Laurier and passed away last year, December 15th. So seeing this this is our last radio show for the year, I just thought I'd give him a little shout out. Rest in peace, Yafet, man. Love you, bro. And yeah.
Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So with that, I think this is going to be our last show of the semester. On behalf of myself and the whole rest of the Radio Laurier News at Noon team, I want to say thank you all for listening and supporting us throughout this time, sending us suggestions, and we'll be back in the new semester. Keep an eye on the Radio Laurier Instagram for updates. You'll see when we're back, same time as before, unless we tell you otherwise, but News at Noon sounds good to us, so I don't see any reason to change. anything else you guys want to add?
Just enjoy the winter break and have a happy new year. Try and get some rest though, because the semester's been hectic.
Take some time for yourselves. Light a candle, take a bath, do something nice, go out for a walk, bundle up, and just take some time to relax, because I know we all need it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Have a nice week and enjoy your winter break. Best of luck in exams.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.